So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's
quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
He's really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he makes the
things. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
And this is where you start to develop a higher awareness, just like what I said before, a higher awareness of your own consciousness, right? What do I need to anticipate? Because the greater the awareness that you have, the greater the anticipation that you will develop. That's the ultimate secret to making fast growth within yourself. There's literally so many different things. Like, I'm looking at all of this and I'm like, this is overwhelming. I mean, I spent a good 10 years learning, I would say about 99% of every single thing here. You know, and anytime I was like, oh, you know what? I'm so smart. Let me just jump into it with, you know, my head first. It's cost me a lot of money. In terms of being able to focus in, you have to identify, one, what is your end goal? Like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to make $100,000 a year? Are you trying to make $1 million a year? Because let's just say you wanted to make, you know, $1 million a year. What does that work out for your hourly rate? How much do you need to be making every single hour? And there's a whole different bunch of formulas, and some of this is a little bit more strategic and tactical. For this case, you know, your average time should be producing $500 an hour. Okay, it's around 480 bucks or whatever, but let's just say $500 an hour. Now, on any given time, what are you doing to produce $500 an hour? If you're checking emails, checking Instagram, you know, you're wasting time talking to people that don't add much value to your life, trying to just fumble around on email, and you're looking at what this person is doing, what this person is doing, how is this person doing? All of this stuff is a low leverage minus $50 per hour activity. It's very hard for you to create any level of wealth if you aren't developing your skills to a high level. Does that make sense? Right? So there's activities that you can do that produce $10 an hour. There's activities that you can do that produce $1,000 an hour, $10,000 an hour, even $100,000 an hour. So the goal is, how do you, when you start your day and there's 101 things to do, this is the question you want to ask yourself. What are the critical few things that will move the needle versus the trivial many that will suck your time? It's a long question, but I ask myself this question every single day. What are the mandatory, what is the absolute 80-20 of my day? You know, what are the vital few that moves the needle versus the trivial many, right? Because there's 101 things to do each and every single day. Right? And anytime you feel frustrated with, you know, you're trying to get something done and it's not getting done, just remember, you haven't developed a system right now, or you haven't found someone who's competent and capable of doing that work. Does that make sense? Right? And this is where you start to develop a higher awareness, just like what I said before, a higher awareness of your own consciousness, right? Where you can say, wow, I realize this isn't working out. Or I realize this isn't ideal. So what is ideal? What do I need to anticipate? Because the greater the awareness that you have, the greater the anticipation that you will develop. And the more that you can anticipate, I promise you, this is the thing that most people forget, right? Because they're so overwhelmed, they don't develop and they don't condition their levels of awareness. And then they don't anticipate what's around the corner. If you can do that, if you can start anticipating what's around the corner, who do I need to become? You know, today, one of my team members, I was explaining to him how I've built a 35 to 55 person team in my early 20s, making $1 million a month. And, you know, all I was focused on was just business, business, business. And he said, who taught you how to do this? And I said, well, I had the right mentors, right? And I just I blocked everything out and I just went deep into those mentors. I invested so much money and there was no plan B for me, right? It was just like, I just closed everything off and I just went focused. And that's how I was able to grow. And he said, well, who taught you how to think ahead? And I just sat there and I thought, it's a very good question. Because today people are talking about sales funnels. They're talking about click funnels. They're talking about this funnel builder, right? They're talking about how sales funnels is revolutionizing the world, right? Wouldn't you agree? Like 5 or 6 years ago, I spent close to around $50,000 buying just funnels.com, right? And it just didn't happen then. I was very fortunate to do it with affiliate marketing, with cryptocurrencies. And this is why it's so important that you develop this habit of seeing what's around the corner, okay? And how do you do that? You do that by, again, getting perspectives. And if you feel like you don't have the perspectives, then you need to find a mentor, someone who has multiple perspectives, and you need to do whatever you can to get in. That's the ultimate secret to making fast growth within yourself. In terms of business growth, that's what I'm going to share with you right now. So, three things. Clarity. Okay, clear path. Where are you going? Clarity, confidence, being able to be courageous in what you do so you can actually follow through and take action, right? Think about it. Some of the stuff you're going to hear may not be completely brand new. Maybe you have to hear it again, but just think of it. Why haven't you followed through? If you know the things that you need to get done, it's because maybe you're lacking confidence. And the lack of confidence comes from a lack of clarity. If you can get clarity, as one of my friends, David Fry, says, you know, getting clarity was like 90% of the battle. Once you have super fire clarity, like I have clarity in terms of where I'm at right now, where I'm going for the next 3 years, 5 years, and what I'm building for the next 10 to 25 years. Think about it. If I asked you, hey, where are you going in the next 2 to 3 years? Do you have a plan of action? Have you got it written down with metrics and KPIs and who you need to become? Who's the team that you need to develop? If you don't have this, then you're just fumbling around. You're just treating this like a hobby. And guess what will happen if you treat it like a hobby? You'll get paid like a hobby, which is once in a blue moon. But if you seriously commit yourself to building a business that's for the long term, not trying to get rich quick, but really thinking, you know, I tell all of my students, most of my programs, when people get enrolled, it's a 90-day commitment. Why? Because it takes you 3 months just to even get that confidence and courage to move forward. So first step is clarity. Second step is confidence. And the third step, when you have those two things, then you have cash flow. And when you can have all of these three things in place, that's what creates momentum. And that with that momentum, you can keep repeating, rinsing and repeating the same process. If this is making sense to you, let me know right now.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff. And that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.